It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com. Today's game features one of the best come-from-behind wins in Beaver football history. Bucky's Legends continues on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. The date, September 5th, 2013. The Beavers opened the season traveling to Winona State. Trailing 27-3 at the half, the Beavers rallied to win 34-27 in overtime. Late in the fourth, the gangrene defense got two defensive touchdowns, only to have freshman quarterback Ryan Shields lead the Beavers down the field in the final minutes of regulation to tie it. Coach Jeff Tesh says it was a game-time decision of who to start at quarterback that game.
I remember going into the game, a lot of things about it, trying to decide who we would start at quarterback. And we thought maybe Ryan Shields had more talent than Alex did, Alex Haas. But we thought, well, he's been in a college game, let's start him. And he started out very slow. And we put Ryan in, and I think he was playing even slower than Alex was. And we put Alex back in. He got hurt. And the key, I think, was halftime. And I want to give a shout-out to one of our defensive linemen, Gary Young. And it was just dead silence at halftime. And Gary said, you know, gave a speech. And it was something that he didn't usually do. And it was about, we're not giving up. We're going to get back in this game. We're going to win. And it was just like, hey, great, because honestly, I don't know if I had a great one at that time. And we went back out, and it was, again, how things are scripted, how they're meant to be. Winona started having their turnovers, and they had their mistakes, and all of a sudden, they were giving us opportunities. We were capitalizing on them. And then all of a sudden, that last drive, Ryan's in there, and interesting things was the fourth down play that he scrambled and got a first down. And it's everything you're not supposed to do. You never, you know, you always make sure you get the ball off on fourth down. You don't take a sack. And he had a long way to go. And I'm going, seriously, he's going to take off running. He's not going to make it. And he should have got hit and been short of the first down. And with his big strapping, probably 160 pounds at that time, made a spin move and fell forward for the first down, which was probably the key play in that comeback. And then we threw a long sideline pass where the old football, the game of inches, and Juwan Richards caught the ball, and all of a sudden we're scoring and you're into overtime. And Coach Medbury just said, hey, we're going to score on this play. And we ran a crossing route to Jordan Muskowiak, and he goes in and scores, and you're just like, what just happened?
That win over Winona wasn't the only big win over Winona State. In 2006, the Beavers kept their championship hopes alive with a 28-7 win over the Warriors. The Beavers' first win over a ranked team.
I remember just how well our defense had dominated. I mean, it was a high sack game. I don't know why 10 rings a bell, which I don't know if it's right, but I can remember an outside linebacker, Matt Heber, coming off the edge and just destroying a quarterback on a blindside play, a fumble. I mean, they really didn't have really good protection schemes down that day. But still, they had enough good defense to keep them in the game. We didn't play exceptionally well that day, but we were pounding the ball and found a way to get in at the end. But it was just a complete dominating game by our defense that day.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network.